A Washington man pleaded guilty yesterday in the case of a massive scam that took money from more than a dozen people, mostly from Dillingham. Despite several requests by the federal prosecutor that he be remanded to custody, 55-year-old Floyd J. Mann is likely to remain free on bail until his sentencing in December. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Ani Stewart is the assistant U.S. attorney in Anchorage who, along with a counterpart in Washington state, has brought Jay and Cheryl Mann to justice.
On Friday, his wife was sentenced on Social Security fraud in Seattle, and today Floyd J. Mann pled guilty to 19 counts of wire fraud and money laundering in district court here in Anchorage.
The case against Mann was pieced together by the FBI, IRS, Social Security Administration, and even local Dillingham police. Over the course of several years, Mann was able to convince a small group of people that their money being sent to him would soon reap huge rewards when the fictitious lawsuit he cooked up was settled.
He falsely told his victims that he had a multi-million dollar pharmaceutical lawsuit settlement coming his way, and if they helped him pay his medical bills and get healthy, then he would share the proceeds from that settlement with them. There was no settlement, and he took their money and spent it at a casino and also on his narcotic drug addiction.
Jay and Cheryl Mann pulled slots at the Emerald Queen Casino night after night for 4 years, racking up at least $1 million in winnings as they gambled away $3 million of money he scammed out of his victims. Mann had connected to Dillingham through two of his earliest victims, John and Clara Wren, longtime Dillingham residents who had moved to Puyallup. The brother and sister forked over at least $100,000, missed their own mortgage payments, and lost their house. John Wren actually had cancer, unlike his neighbor Jay Mann, and the prosecutor believes Wren stopped paying for his own treatments and died. Friends in Dillingham, the Wrens connected Jay Mann to, lost enormous sums of money between 2012 and 16. Some lost their homes, businesses, property, and jobs, all believing they were days away from collecting millions alongside Jay Mann. Stewart offered no deal, and Mann pleaded to all counts. He now faces a maximum of 20 years in jail.
He is definitely looking at a sentence that will include incarceration. And there's always hope for restitution as long as he's able to work.
Mann told the court that he has been doing some roofing, which would also seem to contradict his own years and years of collecting Social Security benefits for an alleged disability that prevented him from working. Still, there is little hope that he'll be able to pay back the millions he took from his victims and gambled away while he and his wife briefly lived the high life in Puyallup. Cheryl Mann defrauded the Social Security Administration out of at least $81,000. U.S. District Court Judge Ronald Layton sentenced her to 3 years of probation rather than the at least 4 months in jail the U.S. attorney had recommended. Jay Mann was released on bail almost immediately after he was indicted on all the charges last fall. Stewart spent hours Wednesday arguing that Mann begin his sentence immediately, citing his repeated violations of release conditions and the angst from the victims that their perpetrator is still a free man.
The court has allowed him to remain on release pending his sentencing on December 11th.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Deborah Smith in Anchorage made that ruling. The court then footed the bill to fly J-Man back to his Puyallup home. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.